Welcome back to Live from Seattle. This is your daily dose of truth, hope, and humor in no particular order. Seattle Pacific University has started a really cool program for people who want to grow deeper in their knowledge and love of the Word of God. Starting September 27th, you can join an online weekly reading program that allows you to explore God's Word with the guidance of an outstanding biblical scholar who has a deeply personal Christian faith. The best part of all is the program is free. I have Professor Dr. Frank Spina joining us today to talk about this really innovative and I think needed program. Dr. Frank Spina, welcome to Live from Seattle.
Thank you. It's good to have me on.
Well, can you just tell me a little bit about the basic structure of this program? I think it's called the Lectio program.
Yeah, we struggled with what to call it, and anything you come up with, you can think of five other things to do it. But at some point, we decided that this has a good standard tradition to it, the Latin word for reading. And basically what we've tried to do is we're going to have a series of 13 segments from Genesis 1 through Exodus 19. And in addition to these sort of weekly readings, there are other things going to be going on campus. Someone will preach in chapel that week on that same reading. There are other faculty who are going to be leading small groups of other faculty in these readings. Students will be keyed into it in one way or another. So what we're hoping for is a kind of all-campus buzz where people are talking about the ins and the outs and the ups and the downs of these various readings. And, of course, as you can imagine, the material from Genesis 1 through Exodus 19 is quite a feast, biblically speaking. And so it should be very edifying, very helpful, and almost always very interesting as well.
So what excites you as you're entering into this program and you're teaching the kind of leading the first quarter here? What gets you excited about bringing people into you, starting with Genesis, you mentioned, and going up to a part of Exodus? When you think about trying to engage people who are part of this program, what makes you excited about this program?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is, of course, and the very reason we did this in the beginning was we wanted to address what we think is a growing illiteracy, not only of Scripture, but of theology and of church history. And the School of Theology faculty, we would sort of look at each other and say that our colleagues in the non-theological disciplines are as expert in their disciplines as they possibly could be, but do not necessarily have a kind of requisite biblical, theological, philosophical knowledge that would even rival that of our senior students, our majors. And so the grant that we won was to address that. And I think what I've tried to do in this first go-around, and we'll see whether it's successful. I was kind of the guinea pig, you know, to do this. I wanted to do a couple of things. One is I wanted to show them the exquisite detail of the biblical text. Very often in the church, people do not spend the time to get the details. We do the overview, we do the main outlines, we do the story writ large, but the biblical narrative especially is enormously fascinating and intricate. It's like a well-painted picture where every brushstroke counts, every hue, every color, every line, and so I've tried to emphasize that in the readings as best I could with the constraints of space and time. If you make it too long, people won't stay with it.
Well, one of the things I'm excited about with this program is now I have a master's of divinity, and I did some doctoral work, did not finish my project, but there seems to be this chasm that exists. I'm also a senior pastor of a church, a chasm that exists between great scholarship, the best in Christian academia, and then kind of the popular culture expression of Christianity. And I'll see people out there who certainly have a right to their opinion about the Bible or about how they think God moves in the world, but they don't always have an informed opinion. And I'll see some evangelist or some pastor of a large church write a book, and that's fine. They have the right to do that. But as I read it, I think there are some really good studies out there. There are some genuine, faith-filled Christians in academia who would have more to say about the topic. And so I think it's pretty neat that you're, it seems to me that you're trying to answer that issue and try to bridge the gap between what happens on at the local church and what happens in academia. Is that too much of an overstatement, or is that part of the reason?
No, I think it's spot on. In fact, in one sense, the problem that you describe, I think scholars have to own up to some of the problem for that. Very often, biblical scholars, or even for that matter, theologians, have spent their time writing for other scholars. Mm-hmm. Now, that's perfectly legitimate, and I still enjoy writing a technical article that gets into the original languages or deals with the great complexities of the text, the sort of thing you would never use in a sermon or a Bible study, but which does get you into the deep, deep waters of Scripture. At the same time, I consider myself, at the end of the day, a scholar for and of and by the church, which means that biblical interpretation, if it's really interpretation of the Bible as Scripture, it's got to have some payback in the church. And I think too many times scholars have not only not written for the church, but have sort of looked down their noses at that, as though it's kind of beneath them. These are not people who are at my level of knowledge. And while that's certainly true, the fact of the matter is the church is full of very bright people who are experts in their own areas. They're physicians, they're school teachers, they're lawyers, they're master craftsmen, carpenters, the whole thing. They're bright enough. If we could just get rid of the jargon and write it in ways that shows how accessible the material can be. So, no, I think you're exactly right, and I guess in that sense, that is one of the gaps we're trying to close, so that biblical scholars and theologians have something to say that is accessible for a person who's not trained as a specialist, which of course means 99 to 44, 100% of the world.
Well, I'm talking with Professor Dr. Frank Spina of Seattle Pacific University, and the reason we're talking about this today is that you guys are starting this program. It's going to start September 27th, but right now you can actually go online. You can go to sbu.edu and just click on the Explore the Bible with a Theology Professor. And this program is free, and that's what I think is really neat. It's for someone who kind of, I think, would want to learn how to think theologically, or maybe has just an interest in a little bit more depth, and then also just someone who loves the Word and would like that accountability that comes from joining with a larger group as they're going through some text. And so I want to encourage anyone who's interested in this, you can go to sbu.edu and click on the Explore the Bible with a Theology Professor, and you can get right into this as it starts the inaugural run, as you said, as you are the guinea pig leading the first class. What would you say to anyone who's interested in maybe doing this, just to encourage them on why this would be important?
Well, I guess the first thing to do, the proof of the pie is in the pudding, and take a look at the first installments and see whether or not it grabs your attention. Now, if you hit the ball 3 out of 10 times, you're a pretty good hitter. We're hoping for a little bit better percentage than that, but I think people will find the material interesting. I think that they won't find it tedious or sort of stained glass or sort of pedantic. I've attempted to engage the text in a very lively way, in a way that would show the possibilities of the text. Now, of course, we had, in some ways, you can only go into so much depth with the amount of space and time, but I think it will suggest other things. And so I don't know how else to get people to try it than to try it and see what happens.
Well, and that's what I think I like about it. It does give people a next step. Some people are not always aware of what even theological training is, and I think to me it really meets a need here as we're moving ahead with the ability through the internet and social networking to have much more expressions to not only get people, you know, into the best kinds of education, but also get what's the best about Seattle Pacific University out into the community as well, as you are resourcing the community you serve. Again, if anybody wants any information, they can go to sbu.edu and click on the Explore the Bible with a Theology Professor. The cool thing about this is you can just sign up for this and begin, and it's free, and just see if it's something that's of value to you. And I'd encourage you, particularly If you're saying, I just want to go a little deeper, I want to know a little bit more and have a better foundation, it'd be a great place to start. Professor Frank Spina, thanks for joining me on Live from Seattle.
It's been my pleasure.
Okay, God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Live from Seattle after this.